So back to what I was saying. What I was saying.
My son knows who she is.
My son.
Like my
your son knows who son Jada knows is.
Who she is.
Oh, I thought
because of the characters from movies. Yeah,
I thought you meant to say my son knows who he is, and so you're like my son knows who she is. I was like, oh damn, here we go.
Okay, moving on. What's up? What's up? What's up, friends, family, and fans? It is I, the S to the T to the O to the N to the E, Stafford, along with my ride or die.
Johnny Vaughn, what's up?
Yo, welcome to Life on Podcast, yo. This is where we listen and inspire friends in entertainment.
And everywhere, of course.
Right. That's right, because life happens to everyone.
All of us.
And I already told you who I was. So, moving on with this, you had something that you wanted to get my opinion about.
Yes.
Or discuss, or whatever.
Because Jada Pinkett let's can't see, stay let's see what the folks think. She can't stay I'm finna do it, y'all.
Oh, God, if I hear another between Jada and Taylor, those are two names I can just
get tired of him
deal without for a while.
They won't anyway, let them, they won't let themselves names get out of them. They stay in there.
Just go ahead.
Okay, so Golden Globes are coming up January 7th. I'm dating this episode by doing that. So, yeah, you're going to get this quick. Chris Rock is not.
Tip when you do stuff like this, y'all. Yeah. Don't date your material.
Chris Rock is declining to do the Golden Globes. So are a handful of other people. But, of course, when you talk about Chris Rock, they think that he's not doing it because of what happened with the slap and all that stuff.
You say he turned down the Golden Globes?
Yeah, he turned down doing the Golden Globes.
Gotcha.
And they still don't have a host. Like, as of time of recording, there is no host for that. And it's coming up in just over a week, I think. The thing that's a tie to that is that Jada, we all heard that their marriage was, they were separated for a long, extensive period
of
time.
We've heard a billion stories about their marriage. Quite frankly, I don't, and this is why I couldn't be a gossip columnist.
Because it's the same.
I'm like, who, I don't want to be like, who cares? But it's kind of like,
I will be honest with you.
It's like, you can't keep up.
Every radio show, especially Morning Drive, does some form of a gossip column kind of thing.
Sure, sure.
That was always the hardest thing to do because a lot of days it was the same stories and you had to find a spin to it. And it was tough to do it because a lot of times the stories were exactly the same. But she has said, now that she calls it the holy slap. Now Chris doesn't like that. Obviously, I wouldn't like that either. But
why wouldn't you like it?
When something is put in the vein of being holy, that means that.
Well, I guess I need to hear why she called the holy slap.
Because she says that it saved her marriage to Will. Like because they were separated in that time, she says she didn't see him the way she needed to see him until that moment happened. And I don't know if that was her saying, oh, this man is really going to ride for me for whatever. I don't know what she was saying by saying that. But.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
I think it's easy to say that Jada has done everything she can, especially with the memoir coming out recently, to promote what she has had to promote, using her life to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm starting to see a lot of our celebrities' personal lives seep more and more into the public eye than ever before.
Do you know how many holy slaps I've had?
I can only no.
My mom
imagine.
Should be the Pope. You understand what I'm saying? My life, she has changed the trajectory of not only my face, but my life on many occasions.
It's necessary.
If y'all are sitting there talking about something, I get the emails. Stone, I just want you to know, man, you've been an inspiration. Stone, what you said is, you know, really impacted my life. Stone, you blah, 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 blah.
Thank you, mama, for slapping the taste out your mouth.
That's my mom for slapping me, man. I guess. I don't know. Sorry, mom.
It's necessary to correct you. Correction is a requirement for elevation and growth.
So she's crediting the slap for saving
her
marriage.
A marriage. And I mean, I'm putting that in the clout chasing box immediately because that's just, I mean, you did it at the beginning. We're oversaturated and full on Will and Jada news, but I'm bringing it to a broader thing. Like it seems that the need for every level of celebrity to clout chase, so to speak, unless you're Keanu Reeves, is a requirement to perpetuate your career.
Well, I was going to say that's their career. They have no career. A lot of them have no career. And I dare say a lot of them have no identity outside of the public eye.
Okay.
So they have to do things to stay in the public eye, to stay in the news. Otherwise, you have some that are just like, who am I?
So this is herein lies my question.
That was deep.
It was.
I don't care how what you said.
No, deep. No, it was. You got that. You touched me right here. It answered a bunch of questions right at the top. If the precedent is being set to where that's all the next generation is seeing, and you have us in the middle asking those questions about what's important, why are you doing this, but that's the example that's there, how do we combat the need for clout chasing when that's the example that's being set by the ones that we see as being successful?
Gosh, dude, that's a big battle. Because at this point, I feel like we're at the stage now where clout chasing, it isn't even so much about being famous to try to build a career or anything like that. At this point, it is an inside job.
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying? Like, there's something that you don't feel or love or accept or are proud of about you. And, like, what do you do with that? Because, I mean, the easy answer is that, well, it starts at the home. But we're like, well, broke can't fix broke, right? Yes. So if you have parents that are broke themselves, mm-hmm. or don't know how to impart that, then what do you do? And you hang around. So that's a good question.
So
I'd actually love to hear y'all thoughts on that, to be honest with
well,
you.
Well, they not here right now. We need yours.
I know. But
so this is one of the things that I have a big concern about. Because in music, we see it all the time.
Where actually... beat them. But wow, there, people thought that was my answer for everything. It was hilarious.
That actually concerned me for a second.
I just saw the color purple. You know,
okay.
Like, how did it get you to mind you? Beat them.
Yeah.
Beat it.
What I do want to point out is that, so we did an episode a long time ago about like fake anger and fake vitriol and how we pretend to be mad.
Oh, what was it called? So it was, I'll think of it as you go. Yeah.
But I think I'm starting to see a lot more of that now because, I mean, the whole thing with Jonathan Majors and Marvel, obviously after his personal stuff has happened and that calamity has probably ruined his career. The double standard of who can allow the negative attributes of their personal life to perpetuate positive outcomes in their career and then how it affects somebody else. I think the example that's being set is dangerous for creativity in general. And I want to see, I got you scratching your head. So what's, are you getting what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I was literally scratching my head because it was itching.
Oh, okay. I thought I was making you think too deep.
No, I was literally itching.
Okay. It's almost as if we don't care about the art unless there's something tied to it. There's only two people left right. that could do a movie with no, and Denzel's one of them, and I'll let you figure out.
Oh, like with no drama?
Yeah, exactly, with no life drama.
Right.
And everybody else just seems like some cancel culture needs to come after somebody, and I don't see that as being
positive. But you know why? It's because people don't associate Denzel with life drama, because Denzel either avoids life drama, which can't be done 100%, or he knows how to filter that crap so that the public isn't all in his business.
Don't disagree.
Yeah, and that's why. So, but when you have people who find their identity in being publicly seen, viewed, and mm-hmm. celebrity-wise, whatever, they let the people in the business all day because that's kind of part of who they are and what they need. That's their drug. You know what I mean?
I may have been trying to do this in a way to get away from quintessentially what it actually is. And really what it comes down to is, why is it that the negative stuff creates a bigger and better platform
optically human
than
nature.
Anything else?
That's just human
because
nature.
I'm still watching the
why is
quality
it easier
of
to sin than to please God. I mean, if you want to put it in those terms.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
The script writing is declining. Even the graphic effects and certain things are being rushed and it's declining. Certain movies just aren't as good. Our themes are not as strong. So the stuff around it is what's carrying the hype of stuff instead of us focusing on the art.
Hollywood used to be this unattainable, intangible thing. Just like Neo, we talked about before, where Neo said music used to be an elite group or whatever. Hollywood used to be that too. All the stars seemed so out of touch and out of reach because they weren't accessible. You didn't see every day. You didn't know if Humphrey Bogart slapped his girlfriend or if whatever. You know, you didn't know what all the things that happened behind closed doors. You didn't have access to that. So therefore, if you did hear about it, you were shocked and you felt like you were privileged of looking on the inside. You know, thanks to, you know, social media and all this kind of stuff, we see everything everybody does. So it degrades the value.
But that's where the revenue's coming from now. Like, even if it's just selling a story to the tabloids, are we going to be okay with that being the primary source of what's generating our entertainment content? Because that's what it looks
like. As long as it becomes the new standard,
yeah. And maybe I'm reading too deep into it. I'm seeing it happen, so I'm not.
I don't think you're reading it, but you have to actually give a F about the quality of society. Mm. right? And if everyone was keeps wanting to throw the subjective word around, you can, because it's real. You know, subjectivity and perspective is real. I get it. But if that's our excuse for everything, then
we're like, well, what is quality really? What is quality to you? What is the standard to you? Because the standard to you is not the standard to someone. Right. And we can blah, 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 all you want.
But at the end of the day, yeah, it'll be accepted because our standards for everything are going like this. And everyone, for the most part, in the masses, they accept whatever the standard
is. So what's the rock bottom then? rock bottom, no pun intended, with Chris Rock being tied to this whole story.
Oh, that's funny. I didn't even tie that together. Very good. You're a genius.
Look at me. Look at me doing that. What reverses that? Because, I mean, we all see that like, tough times create soft men, mm-hmm. and then hard times create strong. Like, that's a cyclical thing. Even if you look at the wood, iron, mm-hmm. bronze, silver, golden age, like it's, that thing goes in a cycle. I personally, and I think I have said this in the past, that I don't see music, or I think we were talking about rap specifically. I don't see it rebounding to a point of being what it was at another point, because I don't think a rock bottom could be hit because there's no boomerang to send it back. I think there is one.
Yeah, see, in with some music, of the other I think mediums. It's a little easier because there are fewer people who have to make that decision that it's unacceptable. Mm. And it feels like it's happening. When you see a lot of these big brands now no longer signing some of these artists because of the music that they're making,
right.
We're looking at the beginning of that 180 degree turn.
Okay.
So that's not too hard to identify. And you know how bandwagon riders this world is. The moment Nike drops someone, now Adidas is going to start looking at them closer. Sure. The moment Adidas is looking at them, now all of a sudden, you know, Starbucks is going to look at them a little closer. Next thing you know, you have enough big people that are saying no. Everybody's saying no. Well, now we hope we have to present. And for those of you entrepreneurial minded or whatever, you have to look at, okay, I need to be ready when everyone's saying no to what's current.
Right.
I need to be ready with the alternative.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's if y'all sitting there talking about new year, new wealth, that's your wealth. Be prepared with the alternative because, mm-hmm. you know, they're going to want the alternative. But going back to what I said before, you have to actually give a crap about the welfare of society for any of this stuff to matter.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as we don't, and as long as the people who are writing the checks and green lighting the projects, whatever, as long as they don't care, we don't care. And we can sit there and say the public dictates all day long, but the only reason why we had this new standard is because the standard was given to us, right? The only reason why people fell in love with the whack rap, and I hate using this artist all the time, so I'll let her go. I'll use someone else, but you know who I'm talking about.
I know exactly.
But the only reason why she's winning right now is because she had to introduce the stuff first. Mm-hmm. It's not like the people out there were demanding it.
Sure.
Oh, we want to talk about our booty holes. Oh, we want mascara. That sounds like the most disgusting thing in the world. No one requested that.
Mm-hmm.
She provided it. And then we took it.
Mm-hmm.
But if we start closing the gates for the avenues for that to be provided for, to the right up to the point where now you're not infringing on rights, mm-hmm. right up to that line, like right up to it, where now it becomes so hard to get that crap out to the masses, you will absolutely see a shift.
I don't disagree with that. I think the whole provide the poison and the cure concept is becoming more prevalent
than it was before.
Sure, big pharma.
Go ahead.
And I think the reason why I say that is because like some of these, I'm going to use Kanye West things. Like Kanye had another thing that came up to, like apparently, I don't know if he's already done it, but he's supposed to be apologizing to the Jewish community for some of the anti-Semitic stuff that was happening. So he already did it. But I mean, it was a whole thing. Like, I don't have to apologize, whatever. And then you know the whole thing that happened with Adidas, like the next day, like you can't do that. And it almost seems like the poison of it is creating the tension of I'm going to say this stuff that's going to be and it's going to become newsworthy. All the tabloids, all of the gossip sites, everybody's going to have it. And then we're going to wait some stretch of time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to apologize. And then all of the news sites and all of the gossip columns and everybody's going
to have it.
And that's what it feels like to me, that it's not even because Kanye's not promoting an album right now. I don't even know if he's got any production that's working out right now. I mean, I haven't been following him close like I used to.
And because of how much stuff there is out there to grab our attention.
Mm-hmm.
For a celebrity, it's almost like 4 weeks of silence.
Yeah.
And you're walking on the edge of obscurity.
Exactly. And that's more so what I was getting at when I asked the original question, is that is the example of you having to do this to perpetuate any type of success, mm-hmm. that what we deem as success in any of the entertainment mediums, is it going to be something that we have to just accept is what it is? Or is this becoming the new positive foundation?
Well, here's the thing.
The any press is good press type deal.
Well, here's the deal. The only people who are truly, truly affected by that are the ones who are doing it. Because at the end of the day, if you're a clout chaser and you just want to be famous, like there's a dead end to that. Mm-hmm. Like, understand that there is a figurative and a literal dead end to that. So me, I may be drinking your Kool-Aid, but once you're done, I'm on to the next. Mm-hmm. All right, maybe I'm not living a fulfilled life and a better life because I'm just soaking in all this nonsense. Okay, fine. But I'm not the one out there chasing the stuff. For those that are out there chasing the fame and the clout and that's where they find their identity and all this stuff, it's a dead end for you. You know what I mean? It's a dead end for you. You know, Keanu and you know, who you said earlier, Denzel and other people, I guarantee you, if you look into their lives, right, there are branches into other things.
Of course.
That define them, that fulfill them.
Sure.
But those where celebrity is it, like that's my, we just read a post, Amy Luciani, mm-hmm. right? She just did a post where she had a moment of clarity, where she realized I have all this stuff and I am not happy or fulfilled. Mm-hmm. And big ups to her. You know, if everything she said in her post is true, which you have no reason to believe that it isn't, because she's worked at Icon a few times. I met her. Wonderful woman. But big ups to her to have the wherewithal and the discipline to, as she said, make herself low. And she moved out of her mansion. That's what she said. And all the stuff is on her post on her timeline. So you can read it for yourself. Moved out of her mansion, got herself a small little condo, slept on an air mattress for a little while. Not because she couldn't afford furniture or anything, but she wanted to make herself low. She humbled herself is the term, mm-hmm. which I guarantee you so many people absolutely cannot do. And the light went off of her and she found some joy. She found renewed happiness and da, 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 da. And that is great for her. But she is the example of what you're talking about and the path that people can go down when the celebrity thing is all that matters to them. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, shout out to Amy Luciani.
Yeah, big up, Amy.
But let's get to the Holy Slap thing.
Okay.
There's another angle to that.
Okay.
Right? Where I would agree with her is that so – we have differing opinions on spankings, mm-hmm. right? Just like a lot of people. I saw a meme where someone was, the lady said, "Ma'am, do you not hear how that can be incredibly offensive?" And a woman says, "I do. That's why I said it." That was so me all day, man. And so the spanking thing with me, we'll call them the holy spankings, okay. right? But true story, I was reading something. Was it about an entrepreneur or whatever? I can't remember, but he was on a path. And despite the red flags along the way or whatever, I really wish I could remember who it was. I hate speaking in ambiguities like this. I wish I can say the name. But anyway, the story was going along. Something tragic happened that jerked him into his common sense. And then it immediately made him see the light. And then he started doing things the way he should be done, whatever. Business grows, whoop-dee-whoop-dee-whoop. Mm-hmm. I've always told people that when I spank, I don't do it out of anger.
When you spank children, you need to complete.
No, there is a difference. Yeah, there's a difference. Because okay. One's for enjoyment, one's for, you know, I'm just kidding. I'm just only saying what you were alluding to. So, somewhere there's a woman named Tasha going, shoot. But so when I spank children under my charge, let me clarify that part too. When I spank children under my charge, it's always with that. It is literally intentionally on purpose, consciously with that motive. And that is, I need you to get this now today, whatever it is that you're doing. Seeing that I've lived life, I see where this is going. Mm-hmm. I see so far up to now, you don't have a history of listening. You're going to go down that road. I'm trying to tell you, you don't need to go down that road. So I'm going to give you a hard stop today. And that comes in the form of a spanking. Okay. Everything you do is determined by the attitude in which you do it. So there is a big difference with spanking a child with that kind of a heart and spanking them out of either being angry or you're upset because they broke something or whatever. That comes off totally different. The same way, even in a ring, like a boxer hitting you in the Olympics is still not going to be the same as that same boxer hitting you because you just assaulted his wife. Mm-hmm. They might both hurt. But I can tell you right now, there's going to be you'll feel the difference. So that's always been my philosophy with spanking, which is why I'm not a spank across the board. Some children just need a firm look, and they got it. They're in tears. They get the message. You know what I mean? All that to say, the holy slap thing, if I'm going to err on the side of believing her, it may have been that spanking that she needed, because maybe she was disrespecting Will. Maybe she wasn't seeing things in Will that were there and blah, blah, blah. And this thing, it was that tragic moment that opened her eye, like, oh, dang. Now, this is me being Mr., you know.
Let me ask you a question real quick.
Benefit of the doubt guy.
Okay. I'm going to ask you something real quick. Are you suggesting that maybe Jada took him slapping Chris as, damn, that could have happened to me? Like, is that?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Oh, my God.
Hey, I just need to clear that up. That
See, was... Man, we'd be canceled by every female on it. Not that I care about being
I'm
canceled,
making,
but we
I'm
would
just
be.
Making sure that's not what,
no,
what
I'm
getting
saying
from
was, okay. Let's be super, and again, I have to preface this with, I do not know.
Okay.
I don't know. We're just, this is why I don't get into gossip, because we're just pontificating here, okay? Let me take a moment to fornicate the absolutionism of the mentality of the situation, so therefore we can ejaculate the theoristic possibilities.
Man, that's one of the most epic In Living Color sketches ever.
So, but my point is saying, is like, let's be specific with the guessing game here.
Yes.
Is that she always wondered if Will had her back.
Okay.
Let's say she always felt like when it came, push came to shove, when the rubber hits the road, Will wouldn't need to do what he needed to do to back her, support her, and blah, 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 blah. And then that happened. And then she's like, that was the holy slap I needed, because I see Will totally different now. He is the guy that will go, that will care less of whatever it is. You will not be, I am his prized treasure. You won't touch it. And that makes me see him in a totally different light now. And this saved our marriage. I think that was the message that she was trying to get across.
Okay.
Minus the specifics. I don't know the specifics, but that's what I think she was trying to say. So if I was on the mode of believing her, then I see why she said that. Okay. I don't know what to believe, to be honest with you. I lean more towards, I don't know about all that. But I don't know.
I more so don't care. I hate to say I don't
That's
care.
That's why I don't know. Yeah. I don't care to know.
The only reason the actions of the people we look up to, like, I don't care what happens in a personal life, because that's your personal life. That's how that's supposed to be. But at the same time, my son knows who she is.
My son.
Like my
your son
my
knows
son
who Jada
knows
is.
Who she is.
Oh, I thought
because of the characters from movies and shit. Like, you know,
I thought you meant to say my son knows who he is, and so you're like, my son knows who she is. I was like, oh damn, here we go. Okay, moving on.
My son knows who Jada Pinkett is.
There he is. There he is. Okay.
And so when her example to him, she's this cool, powerful superhero woman in the Matrix trilogy.
Okay.
But then he sees that she's this battered, bruised, gossipy, whatever
in real life.
Yeah. That connection to a 10-year-old, and granted, that's my responsibility to, you know, help with the dissemination of information.
I mean, I know you know that, but thanks for saying
but
that.
But putting it out there, that is just, so it's not like there's some conversations that are being had with it, but he sees it.
Yeah.
And when he comes to me with the question, it's like, Dad, why she out? I thought you said relationships supposed to be private. Why she always talking about her stuff? When a 10-year-old comes to you
He says that?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but Micah... That's like a 15-year-old ass.
I don't.
that's different.
But I mean, still. But that's what I'm saying, though. That's the example, because our celebrities who are creating the mythical stuff that kids connect to are simultaneously creating these other things. And I'm not saying you can't be different characters, but the real
there's
life
There's so
part
much truth in it, but it doesn't go away when you grow up.
No, it doesn't.
Like, even now, I'm sitting there saying, like, I don't know if I want to meet all my celebrity heroes. Because look at the people who are becoming celebrities. Just because you're a freaking celebrity doesn't mean you're grown and mature.
No, that's true.
Because then you have your celebrities who, A, don't give a crap. Mm-hmm. And they've said it. You've heard some of them say it out their own mouths. I'm no one's role model.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nah, you are. No one, we didn't say, do you want to be? Mm-hmm. You are. Mm-hmm. So, one, they don't give a crap about the influence that they have on people. And then, two, some of them are still so immature where they're trying to have their real life live up to that
persona. Yeah.
So all of it's a mess.
And I mean, you might have just raised another question, because, I mean, given that some of the people don't care and the quality of some of those people was so low, the ones that we did hold in high regard, again, if that starts to match the ones that are of a lower bar,
But dude, you just mentioned Washington D.C.
True.
You literally just called out our government.
The whole government
as a whole. Basically.
Yeah. And I mean, it's always funny when they get self-deprecating and they start talking about themselves and they kind of lift the curtain up and say, we don't get anything done ever because all we do is bicker and argue and stuff. And then you have people out here thinking, well, you're supposed to be the smartest of us when that's not the case.
It only takes one person to affect one other person. And then people like us, where we have a microphone, we can affect a couple people at once. You know, and which is why we do what we do.
Right.
You know, the L in that I is the most important part of life. You know, we listen and hopefully inspire. So I don't know how I turned this into the violin moment.
No, it's fine. It's cool.
But yeah.
So we need to go there sometimes.
I do that sometimes. We talk about the Eagles and all of a sudden I'm like, you too can fly. You can soar above your problems.
Oh,
Eagles, get your defense together. Let's go. Seriously.
I will say this. I'm on record on our platform stating how little confidence I have in the one person affecting one person and then it eventually snowballing.
I think that's interesting when you're living it.
Okay.
I need to show you how what I'm talking
no,
about.
No, I know exactly what you're saying.
Please tell me what it is.
Me as a father having to influence my tiny person?
Nope.
How many
times have I told you I've learned so much from you? And why in the world do you not think I'm taking that knowledge and imparting it into other people?
So
that is quite literally what I'm talking about.
And I understand that.
No, but you understand it. But from this day forward, you have no excuse of being like, I don't know if I can subscribe to it. When you're literally living it.
You're not going to tell me I'm making excuses. That's what you're not going to do. I didn't say I'm making excuses for not subscribing to it. I said I have trouble with it. Because on grander scales, it starts to get diluted as
that's
it spreads out.
The problem. And this is if y'all don't hear anything else I say, that's the problem.
Okay.
You can't see it as a grand scale solution.
Well, no, I'm not.
It's too You're overwhelming.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
And that's why you don't subscribe. If you just see it as, I changed this one person. When I was speaking, I did SAE's keynote address. Several people came up afterwards, whatever. But I had one guy come up to me. And he was like, man, it just all seems so overwhelming. It's just blah, blah, blah. I said, look, just focus on this and da, 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 da. And he just paused for a second, goes, like, all of a sudden, it just all made sense to him. Mm-hmm. And the thank you that he gave, you can tell when someone's giving you that thanks, like, you almost saved my life kind of thanks. And I got that from him. At that moment, Johnny, I'm going to tell you right now, I was like, mission accomplished.
Okay.
As much as people were laughing and it was saying, yeah, blah, 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 all that's wonderful. Your
each one teach one moment.
All that's great. But when that dude came up to me and said what he said, and I told him what I told him, and you saw how it impacted him, whatever, I was like, okay, you were why I came to speak. Mission accomplished. Now, granted, there were a few others after that. So awesome. I caught a couple of fish that day. But that's it. But if I got up there and I was like, okay, I'm a touch all y'all and I'm going to change all y'all's lives. That's too much.
No, the task does become too daunting.
Yes, too much.
And you know what? Maybe I am failing myself in looking at this as such a big problem that it's causing us to have a conversation about nothing. Maybe that's what it is.
Now, you know what the Bible says about that?
Probably do, but tell me.
You're probably right. And you probably can recite it in Greek. But it says, now see if I get it right. I'm about to paraphrase. But it says, basically it talks about how sin separates us from God. Mm-hmm. But it's not the separation of like sin and holiness. It's that the guilt that we know we're not good enough or whatever keeps us from going to him.
Okay.
So it's like sin is like, well, it's the same. Well, I'm not going to make a difference. So then that keeps you from acting.
Thought paralysis.
All it is. So you're like, well, I'm not going to change anything. Yeah. So then you don't speak to just that one kid or that one person.
Now,
so
I will never say I'm not going to have the conversation. I take that back. I have said in the past that I'm not going to do it because some of y'all I don't care about. Because if I see that it's a lost cause, I'm just not. I'm not doing it to myself. I'm just not. But
you know I got to worry because not every lost cause is a lost cause.
I know. But what I'm hoping is that the need to use self-deprecation publicly to perpetuate success goes away. And I want our good examples of artistry to stop doing it. So that they aren't being drawn down to the level of those who are just
Well, that has to stop, because if their mission is, oh, I'm going to do this so that in the end, like if their end is justifying their means, mm-hmm. it's not going to work. You know what I mean? Because their message, their actions will always speak louder than anything they got to say.
Right.
So people like your son, Jada, can sit there and be like, oh, you want to do this? Oh, he's going to be like, but you did.
Yeah.
That's all he's going to think and say. So, no, I agree with you 1,000% with that. Like, there's no way for that to be end up being productive.
I'm sorry for dragging you onto my soapbox today. I feel like that's what I did.
I love it.
Okay.
Because I always have mine.
What is
you rarely dust yours off. You know what I mean? So I'm glad that we got on your dial box today. What do you use? Dial, Zest? What's your soapbox?
It ain't
Tide.
Zest.
Your Tide box.
No, it ain't Zest. I don't use Zest. No, I appreciate it, though. Because, I mean, I've gotten some clarity on some things in having a conversation about how I'm perceiving it, because I think maybe I'm perceiving it too deeply because I'm semi closer to it than most of the people, and I'm looking at it from how it's going to affect people that aren't me.
Sure.
And I guess that's an altruistic kind of thing. I don't want the next gen to see that as the way to go, but I'm seeing it start to happen. And
he has a little taste of altruism.
I care a little bit.
Goodness gracious.
For those of you who aren't already a lost cause, if you're not already a lost cause, I care.
You're done.
LiveOnPodcast.com.
Yeah. That's where you can find everything.
See everything there. You can get to me there. He's got his own little thing going on. What's it called?
I do. I'm StoneStafford.com.
There you go.
Because I do things the way they're supposed to be done.
Yeah, he's going to. Nah, we talked about this.
We did.
You jerk. Just Johnny
Vaughn. So Johnny is.
JustJohnyVan.
Wait, Johnny is.
Are you doing that?
I learned that somewhere.
For real?
Yep. What does it say? Know what it is?
No. What is that?
If y'all know what this is, tell Johnny.
I'm worried because I don't know if he's mispronouncing it.
No, I'm not mispronouncing it.
Hey, man, thank y'all. Happy New Year.
Yeah, we appreciate you, and we love y'all. Be the best you can be. We out. Peace.